The Elephant in the Room by Rodney Taylor Sr. We both see it, feel the heat of both his anger and shame, a ball of mixed emotions, the anguish within, a palpable thing we are reluctant to touch. We would like to avoid the imposing stench of this uncomfortable situation, but we can't. The bond of love won't allow us to turn away. Still, we are tentative in our approach. This is a delicate situation we are faced with. One of us is angry, one of us is ashamed, yet both of us hurt. 19 years apart have cleft the chasm of estrangement between us, and it seems the only thing we have in common is the proverbial elephant in the room. It is my fault, this conundrum my son and I are in. The bad decisions I made 2 decades ago robbed my son of an integral element of life, a present father. It doesn't matter that I have never failed to send him birthday wishes, cards, and letters over the years. We are still strangers, just 2 men who happen to have the same name and are connected by DNA. I had hoped that being able to talk with my son over the phone would help bridge the gap between us to some degree, and it has, but expectedly so, the process is difficult. A few phone calls won't fix the situation. In fact, no amount of phone calls can make up for what has been lost due to my absence, especially considering I'm still absent. However, I am totally dedicated to and confident that in time my son and I will achieve a semblance of comfortability with this elephant in the room.